I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. The 10 Hidden Gems of Sulphur Springs, Texas. An abundance of springs first attracted travelers to rest in the Sulphur Springs area. Today, Interstate 30 passes through the southern portion of this East Texas community and sports the usual national restaurants and hotels for the weary. If visitors branched out, they would discover a surprisingly varied restaurant scene, some nice outdoor settings, and unusual museums. Whether you're hungry for an old-fashioned hamburger or ahi tuna, just seared enough, the newly renovated Main Street area in downtown Sulphur Springs has you covered. By the way, it's also the setting for fun events through the year, such as a farmer's market every Saturday morning from March to October, and a nighttime Christmas parade. Number one, Lou Viney Winery began with the owners making their own wine from locally grown grapes. Then, owner-chef Susan Briggs discovered she enjoyed cooking for her clientele. Lunch and dinner are now available with daily specials and a nice wine list. The blackened tilapia is the most popular dish, with sweet brandy flat iron steak a close second. If you're lucky enough to be there on a Friday night, enjoy the live music. Down the street, number two, Muddy Jake's is a sports grill and pub named after the owner's two dogs. Burgers and sandwiches are even served in dog bowls. With all sports channels available, as well as 32 screens, including one in each of the bathrooms, sports aficionados are in heaven. The owner keeps the crowd happy with basketball shots and American Idol shows. Number three, also on the same street, is the Pioneer Cafe, the dream of Barbara Palmer, who retired after 38 years with the government to open her own restaurant in 2009. Whether it's an omelet for breakfast or her famous Hopkins County stew for lunch, patrons are guaranteed good home cooking. Authentic Texas memorabilia decorate the comfortable setting. Outside of downtown are other eateries. Number four, Ray's Barbecue is a walk-up, no-frills BBQ joint, which offers chopped beef sandwiches for just $2.60. The only question is whether you want it with or without onions. Gravy sop juice is extra. At noon, the diverse crowd circles the order window, awaiting their names to be called. If you don't want greasy, go elsewhere, advised a fan who's been coming here for years. It's a great stop for local color. Number five. Locals claim that Burgers and Fries on College Street has the best burgers within 100 miles. The French fries are real and fresh, as are the burgers. Chili can be added to anything. At noon, the courthouse crowd mixes easily with those in boots and tennis shoes. Gimme hats dominate, and they do a brisk drive-through business. Number six, the San Ramos Italian restaurant comes with a New Jersey Italian owner, the Mala family, and opera singers on CD. It's no surprise, then, to find an ambitious, authentic Italian menu that includes polenta gorgonzola and veal at market price. While it's open for lunch, the dark walls and dim lighting are more inviting in the evening. Number seven, the Southwest Dairy Museum. In a county that once had over 500 dairies, the milk cow is a sacred creature, with Holstein being the reigning queen. It is no surprise, then, to find a dairy museum here dedicated to this important local industry. Filled with great information and trivia for the family, all ages will find something of interest. Children will be particularly happy to learn that there is no nutritional difference between white and chocolate milk. Number eight, Coleman Park. What is an urban park doing in a small town setting? Well, thanks to the donation of 21.44 acres of land by Robert Lanier, coupled with 166 city-owned acres, Sulphur Springs can rightly boast of its own central park. Soccer fields nestle among groves of trees, the walking track borders a fishing lake, and picnic tables are available for eating and viewing baseball games. It's well worth a leisurely stop. Number 9, Hopkins County Courthouse on the Square. They don't get any more beautiful than this courthouse built in 1895 of red granite and sandstone. With turrets and column balconies, one expects the king to appear at any time to speak to his subjects. Instead, justice is meted out daily in a lovely setting. Feel free to explore and enjoy the district courthouse. And number 10, the Hopkins County Heritage Park, which began with a donation of the George H. Wilson home built in 1920. It houses historical collection and memorabilia from Caddo Indians to the Civil War. Over the years, historical buildings have been moved to the park, including an old general store with a Texaco pump, a mill, the 1894 St. Philip's Episcopal Church, and a monument store. Special events such as the Folk Art Festival are scheduled during the year, but a drive-through visit is available any time during its open hours. If you have more time, you can enjoy the Hopkins County Stew Cook-Off in the fall or a performance at the local Community Players Theater. And there is a surprising world-class collection of music boxes found in the public library.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.